you never heard of.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Welcome back to Common Folk.
That's right, the podcast for the people, by the people.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. Eric Burgett on the intro. We don't talk about him enough.
Yeah, his little family's expanding, right?
Yeah, man. They just they had a child recently.
I think the kid's one now. Y'all are a little late.
Well, I mean, it's
still pretty recent.
Kind of recent. Still a little.
Yeah,
you
true.
Know, you'd say it's new.
Are they still using months when they say how old
yes,
it is?
You okay. Use that till
all
you're
right.
two.
Okay, then it's still pretty new.
Yeah.
Then
when people are
most guys don't, but girls will be like, oh, yeah, they're 22 months. And guys are like, oh, I think they're almost two.
Yeah.
I have no idea what
girls are like,
kids.
Yeah, they're 74 months old.
<You're> like, stop it.
What?
No, you stop that when they get to 2 years old.
So Kimber's in first grade, so how old is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. You're a good mom. You know how old a first grader is.
Not in months.
Oh, I thought
years.
You meant
like no, years, right?
I was like, Andy, I'm not that quick on my feet. She's probably seven.
Yes.
Okay.
Six or seven.
Yes.
And her teacher is one of those youngins, right? Like 23.
Oh yeah, fresh out of college.
And we just got like their photo that shows the whole class and the teachers and the principal.
Mm-hmm.
At first glance, her teacher looks like one of them. Like,
stop.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. It's like, oh my God.
She's that young.
Yeah. And you know, not that she's short and petite, you know.
Yeah.
And I think she was a cheerleader in the NFL.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So you're looking forward to conferences, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So she's cute.
Ashley, sit this one out. I got it.
I don't know why Andy took such an interest in our kids' education.
Really cares about Kimber's, but Ozzy doesn't. Really
but Ozzy doesn't count.
gets the cold shoulder again.
Oh, man. Yeah, so Eric Burgett, check him out. Check him out on Spotify. I think that's where he puts most of his stuff. He's got a lot of great new music out. Up and coming Nashville kid. And
His videos on YouTube music.
He's all over.
They're so good.
Yeah, he does.
I asked him about that. Yeah, and he does a lot of that editing. I figured
does he?
I figured. I mean, it
looks
like
he's highly involved in it, yeah.
My goodness. I mean, you're for just like a 30-second commercial with that type of production, like what he has, is like a $40,000, $60,000 production.
Oh.
But he does it.
And like, you would know.
Yeah.
Really?
Right. So, no, I was impressed with his music videos and, of course, the music. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burgett, if you're looking him up. I was trying to look a couple things up from him, and my Facebook isn't working, so I guess guess I'm having Facebook trouble.
I am so cold, I can't stop. Like, I'm sitting on my hands, guys.
It's pretty chilly.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you put your hands when they're cold? Down your pants?
My pocket.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, don't they say your crotch is the warmest?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think girls do that, but
yeah,
I am right now with my leggings.
It's funny, in seventh grade, we were practicing football in the cold, and our coach told us, put your hands on your nuts.
He did.
Yeah,
he said that.
Put your hands on your nuts. I'll warm your hands right up.
So, I mean, it does make sense. Yeah.
Was he one of those coaches?
No.
What does that mean?
He was not a like vying for the vice presidency or anything.
Oh.
He wasn't a coach like that. So.
Oh my gosh.
We've all heard the stories. Oh man.
Stop it. It's too early. As we're speaking about cold, Ben's drinking a cold drink. Come on. Coffee? Have you heard of it?
Well,
warm coffee?
I don't have enough energy in the morning to actually make coffee.
Oh, I forgot to make that
so
for
if you.
So
if you make it, I drink it. But if you don't, then I grab a little Monster.
That happened a couple of years ago. I brought that to Ashley's attention. I'm like, here's the thing with making coffee in the morning. If you don't make it, we don't drink it.
Why is that?
I really want it.
It's really not that hard. You guys just don't want to do it?
Well, there's like three steps involved, and it's tough for me to get one.
Okay, because it's the morning.
Right. Well, and she actually goes above and beyond, like gets it all laid out the night before.
Oh.
So it, she prepares.
Yeah, it does come down to just hitting a button, and I can do that. When she does all that, I'd say half the time.
Okay.
I'll hit the red button, and, you know, 4 minutes later we'll have
you
coffee.
Can hit a button.
I can do that.
Okay,
sometimes.
That's good.
Sometimes.
I guess we have a delay start, too, on the delay start.
Yeah, you can program
it.
Yeah, you can program it, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right, something to think about.
And don't let me leave without a new bag of coffee.
Okay.
That's a popular gift. And
we should talk about that. That reminds me. So the farm-focused blue coffee.
That's what I'm after.
The blueberry pecan. Mm-hmm. Right now is on special on the website. So if you buy a sweatshirt, any farm-focused sweatshirt, crew neck, hoodie, kid size, adult size. Yeah.
Now, when you say farm-focused, does that mean millennial farmer?
It's just the farm-focused brand.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So if you go to the farm-focused brand tab and purchase anything that's farm-focused branded, mm-hmm. which there's a lot of, like, if you're into outdoor, rural whatsoever, there'll be a design there that you'd like.
Oh, yeah.
You buy that. $40, whatever it is, mm-hmm. and then you get a free bag of coffee.
Bingo.
Automatically added to your cart.
Well, I'll just get on my phone right now, and so I'll have it ready to go.
Exactly. Boom. There. Also, which, if folks want to get real crafty, they can take advantage of this. There's a standing Common Folk discount code. Mm. So if you put in Common Folk at checkout, you get 20% off.
So I'm not going to get flagged with, like, combining offers. A lot of times they ding you on that. Like, oh, you can't do that.
Not at Farm Focus, bro. You get all the things.
It's going to end up coming up with, like, we're paying you.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And here's your $20. Here's your hoodie, your coffee, and $20.
And if you spend $100, you get free shipping.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I mean, all the things.
We're going to be cutting Andy a check.
Yeah. Right.
I'll
have the hand out for the coffee in one hand, and where's my free money?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your hoodie's reminding me, I just saw what bowl Nebraska's going to.
Yeah.
And we're going to freezing New York?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Yeah, like, is that good?
Yes, I think so.
I mean, it's like the lowest of the bowls.
It's not the lowest, but it is one of the lowest, which that's where we belong.
Okay.
But I'm just excited. It's been like 8 years.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, since Nebraska's 7 seasons since we've been to a bowl game.
No, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm just wondering. I've never heard. What's the bowl name again?
Pinstripe Bowl.
Okay, I thought it was something else.
We're playing in Yankee Stadium, which is kind of cool.
Oh.
An iconic venue.
Pinstripe.
And, you know, the New York Yankees, they wore.
Because their uniform?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just an iconic.
They make it a football field?
Yeah.
How do they do that? Do you play on dirt and grass, one of those?
I think they figured out a way to pretty much just play in the outfield of the baseball field.
It's that big.
Yeah,
wow.
So that's what I think it is. I don't think they want you roughing up the infield too much. But what I'm excited for the most is I kind of get into nostalgia and history and all that type mm-hmm. stuff. Devaney, when he took over the Huskers in 62, somewhere in there. Anyway, when he took over... they made a crappy bowl game too,
mm-hmm.
and it was a bowl game in New York. And back then, the Bulls paid you to be there, like today.
Yeah.
But it was cold, it was shitty, it was miserable, and the team was sitting on the tarmac in the plane. And Devaney said, "We're not going to that bowl unless that check clears."
Oh.
The check cleared, so they got on the plane and took off, and it was just a miserable game. I mean, really cold, really windy. And he said, "Look, fellas, this is a gut check. Whoever can win this rock fight is going to win the game. We're already here. We made the trip." And I really feel like it set a mindset moving forward. Like, mm-hmm. just be tougher. You're probably not more athletic. You're not bigger. You're not even better. But if you just can will yourself to want to be here, like in the cold.
Yeah, right.
We can get off on the right foot here and end our season with a bowl win in New York against a team that's from this area. Or might have been Miami.
Did they win?
They did.
Okay.
And from there on out, like, from that point on, Nebraska went on, like, a 40-year, 9 wins or more
nice.
run.
Okay, let's go.
That's what I'm saying. Here we go. We're back in New York.
So all the Husker, the big fans mm-hmm. are like, oh, my gosh, it's history's about to repeat itself.
And it does. That's just what history does. Yeah. We're too stupid to not allow it. So here we go.
It's because it's the Matrix. It's like programmed. So the program comes back around.
So you think the programmers are lazy? Or do they? Or do you think it just it works, so they'll rerun it?
Yeah, I think it's just. Yeah, I think it's. I think it's laziness. I think they're like, screw it.
Probably
play this game again.
It does feel like a lot of times, like your higher ups are daring you to, like, oh, you see that that's wrong, do something about it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's right. That's right. So, man, it's holiday season. It's a couple weeks out from Christmas. It's cold. There's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. I had an idea of something I wanted to discuss today, and I haven't told you guys about it yet because I wanted you guys to like get into it, not being able to have any pre-thoughts.
Oh gosh. I don't know if I like this.
Raw, off the cuff.
Right.
Takes.
Right.
Yep. I'm pretty raw all the time. So
whoa. Yeah, but I jeez.
That sounded really bad. I'm just saying, I don't normally preload everything.
I'm just the third wheel. If I need to leave the room, I
can. Oh jeez.
All right,
come
this
on,
one's
people.
Going off the rails.
I think it was already off.
So what I was thinking was, we call ourselves common folk, but part of the image that we put out unintentionally is that, like, oh, we've got this awesome podcast, we do all this cool stuff, like, mm-hmm. you know, we like, good for us, lucky us, you know, whatever, must be nice, right, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, some people probably think that. Okay. And I thought we need to connect with the common folk and talk about the same kind of things that other common folk go through, because mm-hmm. we do.
Yeah.
So, and I know things about each one of you guys that I'm going to bring up and you guys bring up about me, but what I want to do today is
you're roasting us. That's
it's not a roast. It's not a roast. It's actually, that's a good idea. We'll try that. We'll try that in a couple weeks.
I used to hate that crap.
It's almost a, like you're sitting down with a
psychologist.
Yeah, like a psychologist session.
That's what I need right now.
Yeah. So what I want each one of us to do is talk about like some real life shit that you're going through, some stuff that's troubling you, and then if we've got time, you know, it's the holiday season. In mm-hmm. the end, we're going to talk about why, you know, all this is worth it. So I'll start with Andy. And I'm sure you have other things going on that, you know, that you could bring up and talk about. But mm-hmm. I think one of the big things in your life right now that I would imagine is one of the biggest is the shit that you've gone through lately with your dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know we were going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So people, this is the kind of stuff that people who listen to us mm-hmm. Experience.
Right.
So you talk about that a little bit.
Well, so we talked about Kylo. He was a 3-year-old lab. We bought from a really nice breeder. And also had a hunting lodge. You've met Mark, I believe. Mm-hmm. You've been up there.
I think so.
Out of Stanton, Nebraska. They just have a wonderful operation, and we've worked with them on the hunting show and on a personal level a number of times. And Tracy, his wife, she has a kennel, and she just does a phenomenal job. And they really care about their breed, about their bloodlines. And first and foremost, they want their dogs to be good pets, because they're pets 365 yeah. days of the year.
Yeah.
They might be hunting, you know, if you're lucky, 30 days out of the year. So that's their focus, is just a really good demeanor mm-hmm. type of dog that's mm-hmm. you know, going to be a good companion. So with us having a little family, you know, with younger kids, we thought, let's maybe step away from these German Shorthairs who are just go-go-go machines. I mean, they're awesome.
And you guys had a couple of them prior.
Yep.
Oh, you've had two before. Because I just remember meeting your last
pet. Roscoe.
Yeah.
So actually, that was kind of a fun story. When Ashley and I first moved in together after college and got our first home, we thought, what's something different that we can do? We knew we wanted a dog. And I always was fascinated with pheasant hunting, but I'd never done it before. I just never grew up around it, wasn't ever around it. And I thought, and I always, my former boss in high school had a German Shorthair pointer as just a pet. Mm-hmm. And this thing was psycho, bonkers, you know, the most lovable idiot you ever met, right?
Yeah.
And so that always stuck with me. And so we actually adopted a short-haired pointer that got left in a field in Iowa. And they picked him up. He was in such rough shape, like lost all of his hair. He was like yellow and scratched all of his fur off. But we got him back to health, and we lucked out. He turned out to be just a phenomenal hunter. He was an idiot. All short hairs are. It's like a whole community. You go down that rabbit hole. But so that was our first, like, me and Ashley getting together and, like, raising a child or whatever, having a dog.
That was your first baby.
Yeah, and it was a German Shorthair pointer, and he got us into pheasant hunting, and we loved it. Couldn't get out enough. But they're a whole thing unto themselves. So fast forward to this, we thought, well, what's a good balance between a pet and a companion and a hunter? Mm-hmm. And here's Mark with these labs and his wife Tracy up in Stanton, Nebraska. So we got him. We made, and they're not cheap.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I bet not.
You know, so we made this investment in him. He was a great pet. He was Ozzy's best buddy. Then I took him up there for, we call it summer school. Yeah, they have, like, all these different programs for training, and that's not cheap. And also, your pet's gone for a month or two, mm-hmm. you know, depending on which package or program you. And I just told Mark and Tracy, whatever you would do for your dog,
do
for Kylo.
Okay.
You know. And we just kind of lucked out. He was a great dog as far as a pet, and he was an awesome, awesome hunter. You were just, you went with him a couple times.
Absolutely, yeah, we did. We took my son up there, and we did that, let the kids shoot a little bit and, you know, hunted over him.
Yep.
And he was pretty young at the time, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He was only about two then. So.
Yeah, yeah, and
I remember you saying that he was good.
Did a great job, yeah. And we, you know, we've talked about it on the podcast before, like, people who listen to the episodes might remember, because we've, like, in our beginning of the episode banter, we talked about that trip a little bit, and it got a little messy,
a little
to
stinky.
Say the least.
Yeah, that was a Kylo special. Like, every road trip that we're hunting,
yeah,
I think he just got too excited or something. But
yeah,
that last one where we took those two boys out,
yeah,
you know, that shoot trap with your son, on the way back, just out of nowhere, he just started puking on the back floor
in the truck
in front of those two kids.
Oh, man.
Like, Kylo, what the hell's
going on? He's like notorious for it.
Yeah.
For people who didn't hear the story, when we were on our way up there, he was getting all antsy, but we were getting close, you know, and you're like, Joel's sitting in the back seat, you and me are in the front seats, and we're like, oh, man, he must know where we're at, you know?
Yep.
Well, what we didn't realize is he had to shit.
Yeah.
So he puts his butt up on the seat and starts shitting.
Yeah, just right next to Joel.
Next to Joel. And Joel's like, the dog's crapping. And then we had to stop.
God.
Like,
yeah.
Only had a couple of paper towels.
Oh, my God.
Got that out. It stunk, of course. And then we got to the lodge and I think left him in the truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had those little little sausages, like little meat snacks in a bag.
Yeah, like $20 worth of those little meat snacks.
He got in there and ate all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then was it on the way home or was it at that time? Because he threw them up.
Yeah, I think he puked them out like after the first round of hunting.
Just Well, no, I think he threw them up in the truck.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, at one point he threw them up in the truck.
Oh, my God.
So he was throwing
it was a whole bag.
And he was throwing them up whole.
Yeah.
So he hadn't even chewed on them.
Yeah.
He was just swallowing them. You know, swallowing them down.
Because they were like meat sticks.
Yeah.
And they were wrapped on both sides, you know, the casings. So,
I think you should go with it. He just had car sickness.
I don't know. Something.
Maybe that's part of it.
I don't know. But yeah.
How'd you guys pick the name?
We bounced a lot of names around. And we had, I don't know. We get into that sci fi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Kylo is the. You know, a Sith Lord on Star Wars.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're not Star Wars people.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Weird. Yeah, he's the offspring of Princess Leia and Harrison Ford's character, Han Solo.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can't get more cooler than Han Solo's kid.
There you go.
You know,
gotcha.
And my mom is Princess Leia. So,
yeah.
I don't know, we just thought it, and it rang off the tongue easy, you know, and it was different. No, we didn't know anybody else's dog's name, Kylo.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny. Remember we had Michael Sevier here?
Yeah.
And he has a yellow lab that's also a Star Wars character name.
Oh, really?
And he goes, but yours is named Kylo? A Sith Lord? I don't know about that. You know? So he knew right away.
He knew it.
Yeah. So
that's funny.
But
So fast forward to, you know, a few weeks ago, you guys go up and you visit your family fairly often.
Yeah, and you know, I'll go back to George Carlin, the foul-mouthed comedian.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he has a bit over mourning the loss of a pet. And he goes, I don't know what people are thinking. When you buy a dog or a cat or whatever, you are buying a small tragedy. Like, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to die.
That's a fact, yeah.
You know, so whether it's when they should or when they're old or when they're young and all this other stuff. So I always try to keep that with me. And but
You're guaranteed.
Yeah. You're going to have to go through it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's kind of a good primer, I think.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But anyway, my dad lost his black lab about a year ago, and he's been wanting a dog ever since. And then mom said, hey, for Christmas, let's get your dad a dog. So... it just kind of, you know how things line up. It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
One of our buddies had to get rid of his one-year-old black lab. And, you know, Ashley and I went out and met him, great demeanor, full of energy, fun-loving dog, mm-hmm. you know. And he's going to love it up on the ranch. Like, you just get to go.
For sure, yeah.
You know, you're not confined to just an apartment or whatever mm-hmm. now. So we take this black lab up there, surprise dad. All's good. But he's, you know, he's a young male. Kyle is a young male, and we went to town after deer hunting pretty hard Saturday night, and those two dogs busted out of the garage, which we leave the bottom door kind of open so mm-hmm. so they can, you know. We really hadn't had an issue with that, but
right.
should have thought of that, and Ashley did, which makes it even worse, but they got out on the highway, and the highway's unforgiving, and it you got smucked.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I know. I read your post in Ashley's, and it just was, like, heart-wrenching. Now, the other pup? Both of them?
No, he's okay. Thank goodness. I was able to go back out there and get him.
Okay.
Find him.
Oh, you were? Okay. Oh, my gosh. And I'm sure, as we're talking about this, there's got to be so many listeners that have... Hello, like you said, you primed it, lost their pups, but maybe in a different, you know, in that way, or I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, so we're going through
it. I'm so sorry. And Ozzy, how's he doing?
Terrible.
Really?
That's tough, man.
Yeah.
You're going to have to take this one.
You guys are going to make me cry. Oh, yeah. This is tough. I mean, I there's really nothing to say. You know?
Yeah.
No one's going to replace that pup.
Yeah, just stuff.
Right. Well, Ben, this is your fault. For making us all get all teary. But to your point, this is... real life shit. You've had a pup that passed away, got hit yourself.
Mine that got hit didn't die, but you know, we've all had that with animals. Yeah. So
it's just the timing really sucked. You know, he's young, he's promising,
and it wasn't it Thanksgiving weekend? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, you know, folks have experienced these kinds of things, and this is like you said, it's real life stuff. This is what the common folk go through, and animals are very close to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, it's just a reminder, you know, cherish it.
For sure. Let's take a quick break. I got to blow my nose. All right.
Okay.
Me too.
All right, we're back after a much needed...
tissue break.
Breath.
A little fresh air.
Yeah. So... Morgan, it's your turn.
Great.
You're not going to make us cry, are you?
I don't know what I'm going to even talk about.
What were your biggest failures as a mother?
Oh, fuck. Don't even get me going on that.
So where my head was at with this episode and conversation is just like right now. I mean, it's the holiday season. It's, you know, it's a high stress time of year. You mm-hmm. know, it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't. I mean, I wish we had a different perspective towards it.
Yeah. And that's part of what I want to get at today.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about the things that create that first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, one of the things that Andy went through is, you know, you had mentioned it. It's, well, it was untimely in general, but also, you know, with the time of year and
yeah.
and all the things. So with Morgan, you know, what do you got right now? Like what what can you think of as a common folk, just in your, you know, your every day to day stuff that you deal with that is weighing on you right now, that most likely is weighing on other people. I mean, is it?
Yeah. I mean, I think when you're saying that, my head goes to, you guys just always say this to me at home, that I'm a Grinch
mm-hmm.
around the holiday time. Mm-hmm. And I can look back to when I stayed at home and I wasn't a Grinch. I don't remember being a Grinch at that time. I think it was, mm-hmm. I don't, because I was able to be at home, get things organized, be able to think in November and do little gifts here and there. Now we're in a different season,
mm-hmm.
working, you know what I mean? People work, not saying I didn't work then, but had a little more flex time here constantly just because of what we do. It's high, busy season. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. November through yeah. December, January, you know, starts slowing down and very grateful for it, but it gets super right. stressful. I drop the ball at home. Laundry's not done. The kitchen's always a mess.
Mm-hmm.
We hardly ever can get Christmas stuff up. Mm-hmm. We decided to do it early this year when the kids were home for Thanksgiving, which I think we're going to have to trend and keep doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not peaceful. It's
right.
not. I don't like
yeah.
the hustle and the bustle, like they say. Plus, on top yeah. of it, we have kids' sports.
Mm.
You know, I don't know. And then you're trying to think of ideas, and you're like, oh, crap. Well, we want people here at Farm Focus to order early and expect their gifts. And yet,
yeah.
I haven't even done shit
right.
for my kids.
Yeah. So instead of just being a full-time podcaster, you have, like, an actual job, and
oh
you got shit
gosh.
You gotta do, and you got kids at home, and you got, you know, all these crazy
God, it's such an interesting dichotomy too, because you even said it, you're thankful, you're grateful that you got all this business, and you
yeah.
have
yeah.
all these
yeah.
you know, shirts and hoodies that you're gonna have to get out the door and get to the post office or have UPS come pick it up, but man, it takes away, it does,
and I'm not saying I just want to be like that mom that stays at home, that has no kids at home, that gets to organize. I mean, that gets to clean, have everything in order. Once in a while, that'd be nice. I'd mm-hmm. be bored out of my mind, probably. But I don't have, like, I really need to just start Christmas shopping and set up my tree in October. But I just think that, anyways,
that's
it's just,
no fun,
it gets,
though.
It's I, too early. Yeah. I don't love that. I'm normally a December person for the tree and then take it down mm-hmm. right after Christmas. But anyway, so that's what's on my mind.
I don't know if this is a thing, but I just thought of this when you were saying that. you know, when we were kids and we're going through school and even up into college, really, the weeks leading up to, well, I would say from Thanksgiving through Christmas, basically,
mm-hmm.
are like, there isn't much going on.
It's just a party.
Yeah, like in school, mm-hmm. you might have some finals, but you know, you're not really doing much in class. You're studying for things. You know, you've already done everything you can do. Now everyone's just getting ready for the test or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then in you know, the grade schools, it's really not much of anything. It's holiday parties. It's yeah. watching movies. It's
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever the teacher decides to do. So it's almost like we get trained for 12, 15 years of holiday is, that's when everything starts kind of slowing down. Like you don't have to, you don't have to focus as much. You don't have to, you don't have to work as hard. Like just enjoy it. It's just fun, whatever. And then, you, and then you're going to go home for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then you don't have, you don't even have to come to school for 2 weeks, you know, and you just hang out. And
yeah,
so it's, which that's great. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I think, and our kids get to experience that. But then when you become an adult, then it's like, oh shit, well, work doesn't stop for most folks.
Yeah, it doesn't stop.
Ramps up for you guys.
And for and for a number of folks, it does ramp up in the holiday season. It gets busier and busier, especially if you have anything to do with anything that has to do with shopping. So if you work retail, you know, we speak to a lot of like agricultural folks, you know, so let's say you have livestock. I mean, that doesn't stop.
Yeah.
It gets harder this time of year because it's colder.
Yeah.
You know, you have all those things that you need to keep up with.
And I think of healthcare, like people always deductible, all these doctors, like even the kids tried to get into a doctor. They couldn't get in. They can't get in until mid-January.
Right. Because everyone's,
you know? So, like,
everyone's
feel
met their deductible.
Everyone's
and
like, busy.
Well, and to your point, everyone's making their appointments during Christmas break.
Yeah.
Like there's really so much time in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think to that point, and then also, we're just also not made of money. So I think across the board, that's probably a common thread for people when you're spending. But like the longer you wait, I do understand that it gets more expensive. But so you do have to be on it. I don't know. It's just such a, And well, then, like spending the money, it's just, it's hard. I don't know. Yeah. I just feel stressed.
And like a word you hear a lot is like, well, delegate, get someone to help. It's like, yeah, but that costs a lot of money.
Yeah. And then you got to pay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm just thinking of
and then
like,
that adds a whole nother level of stress, you know.
For sure.
Bringing in another employee.
Well, and I mean, we have employees here and they're helping and stuff, but I guess I was thinking like paying for like kids' gifts, right? Like you're, like you trying to check that box, like your kids have things they want, right? Some people probably overdo it. We've done that before. Some people just do a couple gifts. It's not, I don't know that the 2024 has been the easiest year for everybody, but like money does not grow on trees.
Right.
I think it's definitely not been an easy year for the majority of, or at least a very good portion of the United States. I mean, the common folk, you know, you listen to what people talk about, the, you know, the prices of everything, the inflation, all the shit, the interest rates, all the things, the,
like even stocks, a lot of stocks took big hits too.
Yeah.
Like, there's only one field that kind of consistently went up through a pandemic and all that other stuff. And that was, healthcare insurance companies, their stock went up.
And what's weird, and that's what I was about
to say. That's not the common folk though.
Right. And that's what I was about to say next is things like insurance and healthcare have all gone up dramatically, and those are things that you have zero control of, and you have to pay for.
Yeah,
you know, your health insurance, your car insurance, all of your homeowner's insurance, all those things just have all gone through the roof.
Makes you think about like the word freedom, like we live in the land of the free, but I have to buy car insurance.
Yeah, that's not free.
Right.
Shouldn't I have the choice?
I was like, I was going through some. I've got a stack of mail on my desk. I mean, like,
I actually have a picture.
It's bad.
So that adds to your stress.
Yeah. I get, you know, we get so much mail and obviously you know who it's coming from. So a lot of them, I look at it and I'm like, I don't want to open that. Mm-hmm. And I just put it to the side, you know, it's the car insurance company. It's the home insurance company. Yeah. It's whatever. So I started going through them this week cause I'm trying to clean up my desk and get through some things. And one of them was from the mortgage company. And it was a notification that your escrow is going to be short by like $1,500 or $2,000 or something like that, because homeowner's insurance has gone up and the escrow pays for that.
Yeah.
So part of your payment goes towards your escrow to go to the homeowner's insurance. So now all of a sudden, just because my home payment goes up $200 a month. And just I mean, because.
And,
I mean,
and you guys built, so I'm just going to pull an abstract number out. But okay, so you built a home, it's a $250,000 home, and then you just get a piece of mail like you're talking about. It says, actually, that's a $380,000 home.
Right.
And we're going to make you pay that. And you're that's like, exactly. No, I just paid for this house, and it's $250,000.
Yep.
No. We reevaluate. I know what you think, you know.
Yeah.
But we're telling you it's $380,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a fact, man. It's a fact. So, yeah, no, I mean, I think that's a real thing, what you're talking about there, Morgan, with you know, the stresses of work and all of the hustle and bustle is a good way to put it at this time of year.
Let me add to that that I also am aware of that, mm-hmm. and that our two of our three children go to college and enjoy coming home. So then it's not a show to put it on, but it is a little bit challenging to make it like, yay, so excited. Like, I am so excited they're home.
Of course.
But when you're like stressed about mm-hmm. all the things, mm-hmm. that does make it another level of like being aware. Let's be enjoyable, you know, like try to.
And what you want to do, I think what you're touching on is like when your kids come home, and I'm sure people listening can relate to this. You want it to be the best experience it can be for them.
Right.
You want to put on a happy
face. And I am so grateful that they're there, but I mm-hmm. also want to spend more time with them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're so happy, like you're talking about in college or when you're in school, mm-hmm. that they are off. They're literally off for a month. And it's like, party, let me do this. I mean, they'll help out at the house, but let me hang with these old friends, whatever.
Yeah.
I want to do that too.
Oh, yeah.
But, I still have a job. Dang it.
Yeah, but you're not in college anymore. Yeah.
You know, like, it's just such a balance. Or like, hey, you want to go get coffee? Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah.
But, you know, those type of things.
Right.
So I think that seems like a real life struggle and maybe.
But you're not an idiot. And the Grinch is very clever. And he's also everyone's favorite character. Think about that. You're smart enough to find that balance. And I think if mm-hmm. you make the effort, your kids will recognize that and
I think
really
they
appreciate
do.
That. And like but I said, I think every story needs a Grinch. So
I don't like when you call me the Grinch because it's not very nice.
Did you know
he's my favorite.
I was thinking about it the other day because I had heard this and I need to watch it again because we never really get to watch it. For some reason in our house, nobody likes to watch it except me.
You're a mean one.
But I saw someone say, hey, don't be mad at the Grinch. He did what he did. Not because he necessarily hated Christmas. It was because he hated how all of the people handled Christmas.
Right.
So when you watch like the Jim Carrey version.
Oh, that's a really good one.
I mean, that whole town is just what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's nothing but hustle and bustle and buy this and buy that and make sure this is decorated
and
properly.
Hair's pretty and
you got to look
outfit.
The best and all the kinds of things.
That's true.
And when the Grinch is like, whoa, you guys have forgotten.
Yeah.
What this is all about, you know, I'm taking all this crap from you, you know. Well, that's a completely different story, but
it is. We can really get
but
into
I was,
the Grinch.
I was thinking about that the other day, and when you said that we call you the Grinch, I'm like, that's not really a proper term. It should be more like Scrooge.
If yeah.
Oh my gosh, I should give you the freaking middle finger.
Now I'm just picturing Morgan in her vault, diving in her money and swimming through her money.
Just work.
I'm
all
not
this money.
That crabby. It's just when you have stuff weighing on you, I don't.
Of course.
I'm a checklist person. So in my mind, I like knowing things are off of my back and not weighing on me.
Yeah.
I can't. It's very hard to handle so much.
Of course it is.
I don't know, but some people can do it better. Ben does it better than me, like juggles a lot of balls. I like to put the balls down and then
check them off.
Yeah,
it's probably that's way more efficient as far as getting stuff done.
I don't like leaving tasks undone. And so I feel like when I leave work, it's undone.
Well, I think you're ahead of most just being aware of it. And I do think those are some of the funnest days of my life, coming home from college to get 2 weeks to just dick off. All my buddies are coming back too, so, and we all have nothing to do.
Know? That's what I'm saying. So, that's what the girls were like, let's go.
I mean, I got a buddy, and every time we run into each other, we bring up the story where we were hunting late at night, you know, and I mean, it was, you know, one of those wild redneck stories, but it was just hilarious, you know, and it's not appropriate for a but I mean, that's what I think of when I think of Christmas break. And if there's anything that Kylo has taught us is like, enjoy it, enjoy the ride.
So just
do it. Like, it's stressful, but who cares,
right,
you know,
right.
You know, and the Grinch too. I like that perspective you brought towards the Grinch there, because he is a redemption story too.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true. Yeah.
He's kind of got his, he's got his morals in line. Now he's a little cynic, and he maybe he's a little too hateful, the start. Yeah. But there's a reason he got that way, and that's a whole nother rabbit hole, and maybe we should have one on that. Dr. Seuss is freaking crazy. Like, he's one of those guys, is he brilliant or is he crazy?
Yeah.
You know, every illustration, every story, there's a story behind it or within that with Dr. Seuss.
That'd be a fun conversation.
Yeah.
So what are you feeling over there, mister? Like, what's weighing on you, business owner, holiday season?
Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur, husband,
dad. I've got the same, some of the same stuff, you know, obviously, as you guys. And I think that's kind of the point of this, is that, like, to help folks realize, and even to help us realize that, like, we're all going through the same shit, you know? But definitely the money thing, you know, I've thought a lot lately about, and I always have. I mean, we know this has been a theme of our podcast, right? How much I hate money, but I've thought more and more about it, and just the stranglehold it has on us, and how the hold that it has over this time of year, you know, and over this season.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about it with the hustle and bustle and all the things you have to have, and the lights and the decorations and all the fancy shit, you know, and all the presents and all the stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's really because of money has taken this season in the wrong direction.
It's taking a little fun out of it, huh?
Yeah, and it's just such a frustrating thing. I just feel like we're always chasing it, and it, you know, it's a rat race. It's a hamster wheel. It's like running to nowhere. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's just nonstop.
Yeah, get the new boat. How fun is that after a month?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. It gives you that kind of splash, and then it's like, oh, fuck, now we got this and that. And
little dopamine spike.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I just feel like it's never enough. It's never ending. There's always more needed. And then just when you think you've got comfortable, then all of a sudden you get hit with 45% inflation, and your interest rates go up, and all the damn things.
Or your daughter calling you, telling you her car's about to shit because all of her lights are on.
It has
like 300,000.
I mean,
that's
another example. I mean, our daughter has a car that was originally my car when I worked in corporate America, and then was given to our first daughter for her to drive, and she drove it for a number of years, and then given now to our second daughter for her to drive, and she's been driving it for a few years now.
Good old hand-me-down car.
Car's got 275,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls the other day, and every light on the dash is on, and she's worried, and she's an hour away, and you know, if the car breaks down, it's freaking cold out. You know, those kinds of things,
right.
You know. So today, I am visiting the dealership to go look at what kind of deal I can pull on a car. You know,
She has to have a car.
Right. And, you know, we don't have a choice in these things. And you know, you want them to have nice stuff and all the kinds of things. But we're just stranglehold by it, you know.
Because then it's like,
these needs.
Like, you talk to me. All right. So we just need to keep working harder. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that, oh, yay, we gained, or this, we don't have a loan on this anymore, but now we got to get, it's just always something.
It never goes away.
Fucking something.
Yeah. And I go down these rabbit holes where, you know, you read these positivity and productivity books and listen to these productivity, and it talks about how, well, if you chase it, you're never going to catch it. So and you got to take that perspective with money. Like, if you don't want a bunch of money will show up on your bullshit.
Yeah.
You got to go out and get it.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried that. No, just stop working. See what happens. Nothing happens.
I do this weird balance. Believe part of what you were saying there, where, like, you can't focus on it.
Like, constantly worry?
Yeah. Like, what we're doing right now, and we're talking about these things, you know, we're just venting, and we're just connecting. Like, we're just letting folks know, like, hey, we understand, you know, but this isn't something that you want to do all the time. You don't want to sit around and you don't want to commiserate, because it just makes it worse. You can't get away from it. You know, you do have to, like you said, you know, that I said to you, okay, well, now we're going to take on, you know, another $300 a month or whatever. We just have to work harder. I can't even think about it. Like, we just have to go, you know?
Yeah, just got to figure it out.
Yeah, and that's just what you have to do. It just kind of, you know, as long as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing is, like, man, you know, you're going to be 43
Oh, thanks.
In a week. I mean, you're getting old now, and I'm having to take care of you, and
got her a walker.
Yeah, but no, the reality is that like it is very different today than mm-hmm. when we were 30.
Sure,
you know, yeah. like you don't have as much mm-hmm. energy. You just don't,
right?
You know, you still can do your thing, but
yeah,
and that's only going. To I don't want to say get worse, but it's not going to get any better.
Yeah, one of the things that I kind of miss was, you know, right after college and we were getting into our 30s, what a fun time. We all had a little bit of money. We all lived around, you know, the city, and every Saturday we all got together and we like rotated houses for big old Husker blowout parties. Got a keg, had some beer games, mm-hmm. you know, did all the things. And back then, Nebraska was winning a lot of games. Yeah. So it was just such a fun time. Now, like you said, we're all in our 40s. We have kids. We have all these stupid responsibilities. I don't even have time now to just have this party every Saturday. Well, mm-hmm. you know, 10 Saturdays. And God damn it, I want those 10 parties back.
Yeah.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah. Right.
Like, there's just, how do you, it's impossible.
Right. So then when you think about it, when you're 60.
And I love it. I wouldn't change a thing.
You'll
oh,
be able to
kids.
Do it. And yeah. then your kids will be back and be partying with you.
Right.
Not even that. But
right.
still, it's just, it's so, it's mm-hmm. true. It's what you're saying is, it's so different.
Yeah. I'm not saying I hate my kids
no.
and I hate my life or anything.
Right.
But I miss that fun. Well,
and you don't. And it's hard to know at the time, you know, what you've got, mm-hmm. you know, when you're in the middle of it there.
Right.
So the last thing that I had. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this, especially around the holidays and especially with all the things that have been going on in this country the last couple of years, is family issues. You know, and we're pretty fortunate to not have very many family issues. You know, everyone has kind of the little differences and all the things, you know, that go along with it. But
that makes me sad.
As of recently, we have had a... that I don't even know what you would call it. It's a tiff. It's a whatever with my mom, and she doesn't really listen to the podcast. She might listen to this. I don't know, but you know, that makes it hard. You know, she's right next door. You know, the relationship, the time spent, the you know, being in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, just people, you know, mad at each other, and it makes everything so much harder.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
It's like everybody on eggshells. Oh, we can't say this. Don't want to say that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are plenty of people out there, you know, going through things like that. And, you know, eventually we'll come out of it and, you know, we'll think back on it. And, you know, you don't want to don't want to waste time, you know, and those kinds of things.
Right.
Because you only have so much.
Dude, that's a perfect example of... You don't want to focus on it, but you're going to get by it. You want to fix it.
Yeah.
You know, so how do you fix it without without focusing on it, without pouring some time and effort into it?
Right.
And
right.
Yeah. God, I...
Like we talk about, you try to connect and try to talk it out. And if someone doesn't want to talk it out, then...
Yeah, sometimes it makes it worse.
It's, you know, what do you do?
Yeah. we haven't had our big knockdown yet, but of course, you know, we're trying to... transition the farm,
mm-hmm.
you know, from dad to us boys. And you know, I have two brothers, and we're different. We're all different. We mm-hmm. all have our this and that. And we all know that there's I don't want to call it a reckoning, but there's going to be a realignment.
Something's going to happen.
It has to.
Right.
It has to. Like it. And I just wish we weren't also stressed out over it. I wish we we're a little bit more open. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just feels like there's this doom on the horizon.
Right,
and
right.
We shouldn't look at it. We should look at it like the sun's coming up. There's an opportunity. There's a new day.
Like, be grateful that mom and dad are going to...
Well, there's a new day for Classen Farms. It's not the end of it.
Yeah.
It's going to be different.
It's
going to be different.
Right.
You know, and I think we... But like what you're saying, I think we all have the same goal. Like, we want to keep it in the family. We want our kids... and our grandkids to enjoy what we had growing up, the, mm-hmm. the farm, the mm-hmm. ranch, you know. So I think we have some of the big things in common, but there's still, like you're talking about, just so much stress that I didn't ask for.
Yeah.
you know, I didn't set up any of this stuff.
And with those kinds of things, you have to be so strategic, especially with like all the legalities and,
right,
you know, Uncle Sam wanting their piece every time you turn around, and depending on how you handle it. And
oh, man, that's another thing. Like a lot of people are saying, like, the government is out there to get your ranch, to get your farm. Mm-hmm. That's why it's set up this way.
Yeah.
And so here we are, like, well, who's the best lawyer we can hire to make sure we keep the farm? You know, it's like, good God.
Yeah. You know? I know it's dramatized, but if you guys watch Yellowstone?
No, but we've watched the prequels.
Okay.
I really like the prequels.
So in the most recent season, what's going on right now is that, you know, the patriarch has died, and it was unexpected, and the kids are inheriting the property.
Yeah.
But the inheritance tax is so big that they have to basically unload the property.
Yeah.
And it's all falling apart.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's so sad. Like,
it is.
What the family has worked for all of these years, just in one swoop, Uncle Sam's like, I'm going to go ahead and take all that.
We have it set up this way. You didn't know about it because, we set this up, you know.
Yeah.
And
I know there's ways around it and stuff like that, and that's what I mean why it's dramatized, but it's those are realities, you know, in those when those farms and those properties passed down through the generations, that's a tough thing.
It really is. And whenever anything's like passed down, like whatever you want to pass down to your kids or whatever, I don't know why. Well, I do know why. Greed and our government, you know, the way it's all set up, hand in hand. It's tough to do it. You'd think it'd be pretty easy, you know.
Yeah.
You have a collection of, let's say, tractors made in the 1940s. They've all gone up in value because you've restored them. They're great. You should be able to just hand them off to Joel.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't do that. You got to freaking hire a lawyer, figure out how you're going to do it. Like, all this bullshit, because he's going to get taxed too.
Right.
If you just give him a bunch of antique tractors.
Okay.
Like, he's going to have to
just pay tax on it.
And the easy route for him, and the quickest for him to just turn around and have money in his pocket that he didn't have, is to just unload and let the government do their thing.
And take a hit on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. So with all that being said, you know, we've talked about things that we're all, you know, real life shit that we're all going through, you know, this time of year and just in general. So what I want to end it with is, what are basically like the good things and the lessons learned, and how do we put it to work? You know what I mean? So like with your situation, Andy, you know, you talked about your dog, and you mentioned here just a little bit ago, I wrote it down, you know, that it one of the lessons is to taught you to enjoy the ride. Take all of those moments in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had also talked about when you were in college, and you could come back and you could have all these parties and do all these things. And the reason you can't today is because you have obligations. You know, you have kids, you have a wife, you have all these things.
Yeah.
And in thinking about how much joy that has brought you also. You know, it's fun to talk about, man, back in the day we used to do this. We could drink beer every weekend. We could have these big parties, all these kinds of things. But now instead it's, you know, sitting at home and
with the family.
Yeah, making a bowl of ice cream or popcorn for the kids or whatever, and they're running around and raising hell and throwing shit at the wall and, you know.
Well, okay, and I'm going to run with that a little bit.
Yeah.
It's what you put into it. It sucks if you're just going to be at home and you feel like you're stuck there and this kid's stuck to this screen. Those kids are over there bickering and fighting. And you're just, and you yourself are watching Netflix or you're scrolling through Twitter. Put that shit away. Put that shit aside. Invest in your kids. Invest in this time. Mm-hmm. It's so finite.
Yeah.
And have some fun with it. Make it the best it can be.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that also translates into what you were talking about, Morgan, with, you know, our time commitments right now and all the things that we have to do, as opposed to the things that we want to do this time of year. And, you know, the kids come back and the time with them is limited. Like you said, you know, you guys might just want to go do something someday, like just go spend all day and go do this or go do that. And it's, that's where we have to remember, when you get the opportunity to do those, that you do it, you know, without regret.
Yeah. Be there, be present.
Yeah. Yeah. And you enjoy every minute of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, I'd like to throw in, give the Grinch a break.
Yeah.
You know, there's people are stressed out, and they shouldn't be. Try and line it up.
Yeah. And when I talk about, you know, like the money and things like that, I still hate it. I'll never like it. But I realize that I'm lucky to even have the opportunity to bitch about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
that's a good way.
There's a lot of people who don't even get to be mad about it because they can't even get it, period.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm in a pretty fortunate situation where I can look at how mad it makes me, but still be able to pay my bills. I mean, it's close, but
yeah,
be able to get by.
No, but your grandparents and your parents weren't products of the welfare system. And
right.
and had that mindset. You're from the complete opposite end of the spectrum on that. So yeah, you should be grateful, you know. And that's another thing. Like, give the Grinch a break. You know, whatever is going on between you and your mom.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Give some grace.
And that. Yeah, that makes me think about that too. Is that, you know, we've only got so much time. You mm-hmm. know, so many opportunities, and sometimes you just gotta. I don't know. You just got to move on, right? I
mean, that's right. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, take that 20,000, 40,000 foot look down. Like, what are we bickering about? What's going on
yeah,
here?
Yeah.
God damn it, it's Christmas. Let's have some fun.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I saved this quote. I saw someone post it, and it said, "I remember when I wanted what I currently have." Period. I'm grateful. Yeah.
There you go. I love that. That's great. Say that again.
I remember when I wanted what I currently have.
Yeah, that's
there you go.
Yeah, that's good perspective.
Yeah, never forget.
It tells you to enjoy the moment and to be thankful, basically.
Right.
Like, look at what you currently have and think about the fact that I didn't used to have this. I didn't used to be in this position.
Right.
And this is what I wanted, because you do get stuck in that. What's the next thing? What's the next
wanting
thing?
More,
what's the next
keeping thing? Keeping up with the Joneses, no, the, you know those.
Marketing is so good nowadays, and it has been for a long time. And it always leaves you wanting a little bit more.
Yeah.
Shut it off. Understand that that's just a stupid fucking commercial. Your boat is big enough.
Right.
There's always a bigger boat.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And interesting. I don't know. It's hopefully folks got something out of this. You know, just think about your life and what you got and how thankful you are, you know?
Yeah.
Very true.
So to close it out, we haven't talked about this for a while. We need folks to go and do the reviews. Get on the Apple Podcast app.
Yeah.
Type in a review for us. We need those to build up.
Is that where we have most of our listeners, audience, or is it Spotify, Andy?
It's about 50-50, isn't it, between Apple devices and Spotify?
Yeah,
okay.
That's pretty close. And on Spotify, you can go in and do the stars, so do that.
Even the 2-star, if you just, hey, give us a 2-star, that's still engagement.
Just throw a star. Just throw a star.
Wait, what's the max star? 5?
Yeah.
I want 5. Okay, Morgan, not wanting more.
The fact
just
is...
Just be grateful. 2 stars is enough. I get it. Okay.
The fact is that the algorithms look at all that stuff.
Oh,
yeah. So the more folks do that for us, the more this gets shared with new folks.
Right.
So... we really would appreciate that. And then the last thing is, just wanted to say, give a little shout out to Barn Owl. We're working with Barn Owl right now, and they've been a good group to work with. This is surveillance and game cams.
Yep.
We've got them set up in a couple of different locations, and they're working pretty well. We've got the signal on the phone. We get the notifications. It's cellular connected. It's solar powered. It's been up for I don't know, what are we up now?
Well,
6 weeks.
Well over a month, yeah.
And it's been working very, very well. We did have some technical issues on startup and got a hold of tech support. They're extremely helpful, which I had read that they were, and I was skeptical, but they've been great. So if you're looking for something like that for your farm, for your ranch, just for your regular property, whatever you want to use it for.
That's the big thing there, that there were problems. There were problems up front, but, and that's the way it is with everything, you know, pretty much. But they stood behind it, you were able to get a hold of them, and they were able to figure it out for you.
Yeah.
You know?
And I say that all the time. Like, that's where you find what a company is really made of. Mm-hmm. And just like us at Farm Focused, like, if someone buys something from us and everything goes flawless, awesome. When it doesn't, and eventually it won't, how mm-hmm. we handle it yeah. is who we really are. You yeah. know what I mean? And that's the kind of thing that you're talking about there. So barnowl.tech, mm-hmm. if you go to that website, and you use at checkout the code FARMFOCUSED, FOCUSED, all one word, you get 10% off. So check out Barn Owl. That'd be an awesome gift this time of year.
Yeah, no doubt. True.
Mm-hmm. People could dig that.
Yeah. You were just pulling up last night.
Yep.
Got a notification.
I look at it all the time.
So. He just checks on me to make sure I'm actually, like, going to work. Yeah.
As soon as that notification, where are you going? Yep. Why are you leaving?
Okay, right.
Kidding.
Yep.
You got better things to do than that.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll still have another episode,
before Christmas. Okay, that's what I was thinking. But, we've got to talk more about
the
Grinch.
It's that time of year, and it's getting close, so.
But enjoy the holidays.
Yes.
Yeah,
everything else is fluff. Marketing's bullshit. You guys we have enough. We do. We have enough.
Yep.
So whatever you do for the holidays, for your kids, for this, for that, don't feel the pressure. Have fun. Enjoy it.
Be present.
Be present. Great. I love that. But just know that if you're making an effort, you're putting your family and yourself ahead of most.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like you said.
Yep. Just,
yeah. Have a good time out there. What the hell? It's the holidays.
I agree. Yes. I agree. All right. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Let's close it out.
Peace.
Later.